talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there is a lot being made overnight. Okay, a couple of things. First of all, it's hard to think that the Republicans of this state could disgrace themselves more than they do, but they really went to a new low. They've just come out, about 10 of them who run the legislature, gerrymandered political hacks who run the legislature, couldn't get elected in fair maps. And they've all come out and called on Megan Wolf to resign. Now, who is Megan Wolf? Megan Wolf is the Wisconsin Elections Commission executive director. She's the one staff, senior staff that runs it, the Wisconsin Election Commission. It used to be there were different names to it. The elections board and so forth, the Republicans changed that from a nonpartisan perspective to one that has three Democrats and three Republicans. So anytime it takes action, one of the other has to cross over. So a 4-2 means that at least three of one party and one of the other at least has agreed to something. Many of their decisions are unanimous, but Megan Wolf's doing an excellent job, and she's very tough, too. She said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not backing down. I'm not going anywhere. Why are they scapegoating Megan Wolf? This is the slow drift towards fascism and the destruction of our democracy that the present Republican Party is doing. And this looks very trivial. It looks very anticipatory to what is going to happen. What's really happening, of course, is that they are going to be putting on the ballot a proposal to deny you the right to vote for state treasurer, secretary of state, and lieutenant governor. They're all going to be appointed by the governor. And the gerrymandered legislature wants that. And if you vote for that, you'll be giving up your right to vote. Bill pending in the legislature. It's not been formally introduced, but it's being discussed that the legislature, the gerrymandered Republican legislature, will pick the electors in a presidential race. So your vote in a presidential election is a beauty contest. It's all, that's great, but we don't agree. Voss does not agree. And of course, within the gerrymandered state legislature, not all Republicans are equal. Voss and a handful of others who control donations and nominations go in and say what they want. Take a good look at Voss the next time you see his picture. You want him deciding who Wisconsin votes for president? Land of Fighting Bob La Falla. Well, anyway, how does that have anything to do with Megan Wolf? All of this starts incrementally with lawyers with briefcases. You know, this takeover is not occurring from the military. It's not occurring like in Africa or Asia or South America. It's occurring with lawyers in six states. There's no sense they're trying this in Alabama because they already have Alabama. There's no sense trying it in New York and California. They'll never get those in a million years. The six swing states are Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. And all they have to do is knock off about three of those. Lawyers with briefcases are coming in, slowly changing laws, attacking good public servants who are enforcing the law so that they can put in doctrinaire hacks who obey their orders. That's how you lose a democracy nowadays. Well, why are they calling on Megan Wolf to resign? Calling on Megan Wolf to resign, not because she did anything wrong, but because she did it right. Because she's an honest person, hardworking, smart, and she stands up to bullying. You know, in a lot of states, people like Megan Wolf will resign. They'll get death threats to their families and they'll say, I don't need this. And they resign. Megan Wolf is not resigning. We stand with Megan Wolf, and everybody listening should, Republican, Democratic, or Independent. But they have to have an ostensible reason to do it, obviously. I mean, how bald can they be? They have a certain amount of peasant cunning, slyness, deviousness. They have that. And so here is what they are saying. They're saying that in the 2020 elections, and they're focusing on Kenosha, but this is true statewide. The 2020 election, remember in November, last November, middle of the COVID, in nursing homes, how do you get ballots to them? These people are assisted. They really can't get out to a polling place. It would be dangerous for them to do it. The law is that what would happen is agents from the election commission would go in with ballots, hand them out. People would mark them, hand them back, paper ballots, and that's how they vote. But these homes, the doctors in these homes advise that nobody should go in the homes, not even relatives. You've seen a lot of TV, very sad cases where relatives will go to the window and grandma will be in there waving at them and they'll hold up the grandchild that she hadn't seen in a year. And everybody cries, very sad. Or sometimes you'll see a husband or a wife on the other side of the window and then the healthy one outside waving and kissing the glass. Very, 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 very sad and touching. But the truth of the matter is that if they can't get in, a couple of people from the election commission ain't getting in either. So how do you get them their ballots? The election commission voted 6-0. All three Democrats, all three Republicans, 6-0, that they would be mailed absentee ballots. So Mrs. Agnes Jones, the grandma who's in there, will get an absentee ballot. She'll pass it, she'll fill it out and put it in an envelope and send it back in the regular mail. What the Republicans are saying now is that 6-0 vote, which included all three Republicans, was fraudulent. That mailing to these senior citizens who are in nursing homes was wrong. They shouldn't have been allowed to vote because you couldn't technically get anybody in there, so they shouldn't be allowed to vote. One of the people propagating this is the sheriff from Kenosha County. Sheriff from Racine, I think, is also weighed in, although not as hard as the other guy, but in any event, it's time to put a stop to law enforcement siding with the attack on democracy. Law enforcement has got to understand that in this country and under our Constitution, they're a military organization, quasi-military. Civilians control the military in this country. We don't get dictated to by law enforcement or by the military. We don't want to hear from them. As private citizens, they can express their opinions and that's it. That is it. And these servile hacks in the Republican Party seize on that to get out the big lie that something there was, somehow there was something wrong. When you explain this to people, they understand. But you don't get to explain this to everybody. Not everybody in the state listens to this station, and not everybody listens to, even reads any news. All they hear is that a loudmouth sheriff shot his mouth off and doesn't know what he's talking about. And 10 hacks, 10 servile political hacks, sly political hacks in the Republican Party who are in there because of a gerrymander, said there's something wrong. So they immediately go, oh, there's something wrong, something wrong. When they get their next ballot and it says vote against your right to vote for state treasurer or secretary of state, lieutenant governor, they'll say fine. That's what the political hacks want. That's fine. They did that in Algeria more than 10 years ago. An Islamic party put on the ballot, why don't you give up your right to vote? Allah would want that. And people voted to give up their right to vote. How stupid are you? This is Wisconsin. This is not Algeria. We're not doing that. We ain't doing that. And to the sheriff down there who said this, butt out. We do not want political intervention from law enforcement on duty. Off duty, they vote. They're good people. My cousin, my uncle, police officers, finest people I know. I knew. One passed away, my uncle. But we are not going to put up with a quasi-military organization stirring up trouble and lying about fraud when it didn't occur. It did not occur. Megan Wolf, you were terrific. Stay in there. Big vote of confidence from the majority of the people in the state. We're not going to put up with interference with you. The next time, if elderly people can't get out and they're mail ballots, that's the way it should be. Are you kidding me? That's the way it should be. You don't drag some sick person out there freezing in the cold somewhere to satisfy a handful of hacks in the gerrymandered Republican legislature. When we break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
That midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.